for it. You ready? Task Oliver, task committee to order. Secretary, take the roll, please. Here.
Senator Lewis?
Here.
Senator Barkus? Senator Barrett?
Here.
Senator Brendan?
He's excused.
Senator Brueggemann? Senator Cooney?
Here.
Senator Esp? Senator Gallus?
Here.
Senator Hanson?
Here.
Senator Hawks? Senator Leibel? Senator Peterson?
Here.
Senator Ripley?
Here.
Senator Schmidt? Senator Tropila? Senator Wanson Reed?
Good evening.
Senator Williams?
Here.
Senator Zinke? Thank you.
Thank you. We have one bill that we're going to have a hearing on today, and then we may have just a little bit of executive action. There was a little problem on Senator Hawks' bill that needs a different amendment on it than the one we put on it, so we may do that. Then we'll probably Wednesday, I think, we will try and have another committee meeting and do a little executive action on Wednesday also. So, just for your information. So, with that, I'll open the hearing on Senate Bill 224. Senator Brown.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Roy Brown, Senate District 25, Billings, Montana. I do have some handouts here, and I don't think I have them for everyone, but it's close. Senate Bill 224 is my political football bill, and I'm trying to get rid of this thing, and so that's why it's here. And so I'm just, it'll be sitting there, and we'll see if we can't get rid of this political football by getting this bill through the process. Senate Bill 224 is very simple. It authorizes the fund transfer of up to $30 million from the general fund to the old fund of workers' comp. And a lot of you know the history on this. I'm going to briefly go through that history. And if you'll follow in the handout that I gave you, the first few pages of the handout is basic information about the old fund, and most of you know that the old fund has no new claims going into it. They're all claims prior to 1990, and it is a declining number of claims in which now rests at about 950 claims. And so those are about the first few pages of your thing. I did have attachment numbers on here. However, they have seemed to have disappeared in the copying process. But you will see another page right after the old fund information looks kind of like this. And it isn't highlighted, but it shows the transfers in and out of the old fund and prior to us taking out some money in 2003. You can see that in the columns on the right-hand side, transfer activity out and in, that about $14 million in total in years 2001 and 2002 were taken out and put into the new fund. So that was one of the prompting factors for us taking some of those reserves before they already disappeared. And we didn't want that to happen. So, and as you all know, what kind of situation we were in 2003, we had a deficit. We had to make a decision. And, you know, the decision was a tough one. Either we raised taxes when we were getting close to the end of the session, we didn't have enough money to get out of town. And so we could raise taxes by $22 million, or we could cut spending even more, or we could take some of these funds from the old fund of workers' comp that at that time were classified as reserves. And so that's what we did, is we took approximately $22 million from the old fund reserves and that solved our budget problem during that that session, because we'd already cut a bunch and we didn't want to cut any more. So I think it was the right thing to do at the time. For about a year or two after that, you will see on the next attachment a report on June 17, 2004, and on the back page there it said that the old fund should have just enough reserves to pay off the claims for the future, no more, no less. Then you have the next attachment that just talks about the investment income from the investments that were in the reserves of the old fund, and they have not had very good investments at all. In fact, the returns on the investment haven't been very good. That's part of the problem why the old fund has had problems. The investment returns have been terrible. The medical costs have gone through the roof much more than anticipated. And also, let's see, there's, and then there were some court cases that we lost on those too. This bill, there was really pretty quiet about the whole situation. In 2005, you know, we always intended to put the money back into the old fund. And in fact, Senator S. passed a bill, and he's a co-sponsor of this bill, in 2005. Senator S. Wanted to put the money back in, but unfortunately the administration did not go along with that. And then in 2007, when we had huge budget surpluses, there was still no priority to put it back in there. But lo and behold, when 2008 came along, it turned out to be a big issue when there was a political campaign going on. And so that's what I'm just trying to clear up once and for all. I think we have an obligation to make sure that the money is in the old fund. Now, you will see, and especially after this editorial came out in the Missoulian, the political football stopped pretty good, and there was not much more being said about it. But I'm just trying to end this for good. Now, there is a proposal by the governor's office to use, and that's on the last attachment, and you'll see a mention of general fund non-budgeted transfers. And the way the governor's office has projected to handle this situation is that at the end of 2011, that they will do a pay-as-you-go situation, and the first small transfer from the general fund to cover costs in the old fund is about $760,000, and that's what they call non-budgeted transfers. And it is kind of a pay-as-you-go situation. And you know, I don't have any trouble with that. And if that's the wishes of this body, and we know as we're going along, we're going to have to pay as we go through this situation, well, then we can do that. But it will cost more money to do it that way. And obviously, you're all aware of the present value of money. And if we put $30 million into the fund now, then it will cost us less in the future because of the value of that money, and hopefully we can get a little better return on that money so that we can take care of this. So that's the choice of this body as to which way we would like to do that, and I hope that we can move this forward and get it taken care of once and for all, whichever way that you would like to have that done. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I think there are a few people that want to talk about this, and I'll sit down, and I'd sure be glad to try and answer any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Are there any proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is John Binion. I represent the Montana Chamber of Commerce. Workers' compensation is a huge concern for our members. In fact, it's probably the top concern. If you haven't already heard me talk about work comp, this is just the first time. You'll probably be sick by the end of the session and be talking about it. We have the second highest workers' compensation premiums in the country, and a lot of our neighbors, in fact, all of our neighbors, are in the bottom third. So it's a very big concern for our members. What does that have to do with this bill? Well, we have supported back in 2005 and all throughout the repayment of the liability for the old fund. One concern that we have is that although there are proposals, other proposals out there to repay it, that if somehow the state is not in any better position 2 years from now, and we certainly hope that's not the case, that we'll see a situation like we saw in the 90s where there was a special assessment put on employers and employees to pay off the liabilities in the old fund. That is certainly not something we want to see. Also, there's a court case out there right now that you've probably heard about called Satterley, which has the potential to be a huge impact to the workers' compensation, including the old fund. In fact, if you think $30 million is bad, try putting a 1 in front of that, and that's approximately what our liability would be if this court case, if the plaintiffs are successful in that court case. So especially with that kind of a scenario, and when you see the liabilities coming up in 2011 where the old fund is pretty much out of money, then we are very concerned that we would see the legislature, lawmakers, look to put some kind of assessment onto employers. And that is certainly something we don't want to see. They're already paying a lot, and they've already paid for the old fund. So we would urge a due pass. We think it's the fiscally responsible thing to do. Thanks.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Riley Johnson of the National Federation of Independent Business. We know that the state has an obligation to pay this back, and but going forward, our fear is, much like John mentioned, if we do it on a pay-as-you-go, we're looking probably at $50 to $60 million instead of $30. We don't know what our future is going to be here in Montana. And the other thing is that we may have situations where the legislators or the administration pays back the $22.5 million and then says, we've paid it back. That opens the door for a new assessment. This is what we're hearing. We don't know what the future financial situation is going to be in the state. We suggest with the present time of money that we would support paying at least most of it or half of it off right now, and then moving forward to try to address the rest. But the time of money is a thing that this could cost us $50 to $60 million in that way, so we'd prefer this proportion.
Thank you, Randy. Further proponents? Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Any informational witnesses?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Nancy Butler, representing the Montana State Fund. By state law, we are separated from the old fund as far as liability, but also by state law, we administer those old fund claims that occurred before July 1st of 1990. So if you have any questions regarding the administration, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Any other informational witnesses? Seeing none. Questions from the committee? Senator Cooney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps Mr. Binion? Mr. Binion, if you'd like to address the chair, go ahead. Senator Cooney. Mr. Binion, thank you. I'm just curious, did the chamber take a position when the $22 million was originally removed from the old fund? Was there any, did you take a position for or against that at that time?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Cooney, I believe that we did support, taking the money out to balance the budget. Of course, thinking that down the road that the legislature would also fulfill its obligation by repaying it when it had money.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, if I might ask Mr. Johnson the same question.
Senator Cooney. Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cooney. Yeah, Mr. Johnson, the same question. Did NFIB?
Yes, we did support it because the alternative was a tax, and this was not our favorite thing. We felt this was a temporary loan. Initially, we opposed it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then when reality came, It was, do you want to be taxed or do you want to make a loan and get it paid back? We chose that.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, if I may ask Ms. Butler perhaps a question.
Ms. Butler. Senator Cooney.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Butler, during the debate we had on the floor, there was some issue raised about the amount of money that state fund has charged or has assessed the old fund for administration, and I'm assuming that you probably listened in on that discussion. Can you fill in any information about that? You and I haven't talked about this, but it was something that was raised and I think is of some concern, and I was hoping that you might shed some light on the amount of money that you all charged to administer the old fund.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Chairman, Senator Cooney. By state law, the state fund has been administering the old fund since it was separated in 1990. It started out that the reimbursement was up to $3 million, and then as the claim counts came down, we were able to reduce that. So I think it was about either 97 or 99 that the amount that the state fund has reimbursed dropped to no more than $1.25 million a year to administer. We're still pretty close to that 1.25 amount each year, but it, like I say, it should continue to come down a little as the number of claims drop. We're still handling about 954 claims, so they've dropped some, but like I say, there's still a fair amount in there. And just to also clarify that not only do we handle the claims, but the state fund is also charged by law with the actuarial services that are needed on the old fund each year. We do all the accounting financial statements for the old fund that are provided. We do separate financial statements for the old fund and the new fund, and there's an audit on the old fund each year as well when the new fund is audited. All the same types of claim services that are required in addition to your claims examiners, but all the medical services, legal services, all those things are also provided for that fee. And that is audited each year as part of our audit with the Legislative Audit Division. So
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Butler,
follow up.
Perhaps you would not agree that the fees that are charged for the administration are overly excessive. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Cooney, we have a formula that we use, to determine how we should pay it. Like I say, it is part of the audit, and nothing has ever been raised in regards to how we have approached it. So, I mean, the way we do it, we try to be very careful and say how much of our time do we spend on the old fund versus the new fund, because a lot of the staff, like me, I might get involved with an old fund claim and then turn around and do a new fund claim. So we do try to estimate to the best of our ability how that should work. So we feel that it's appropriate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. That's all.
Thank you. Further questions? Further questions? Senator Trujillo.
Mr. Chairman, question for the sponsor.
Senator Brown.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Trujillo.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Brown, I'm just curious, did you introduce a bill like this last session that maybe got tabled along the way or something? I was just curious, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Trujillo, no, I didn't. There was one introduced in 2005 by Senator S., and it was tabled, and then there were discussions with the Appropriations Committee to try and get it done through the appropriations process, and it was not supported by the administration.
Question?
Follow-up.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Brown, if I know the House is still deciding on what kind of revenue estimates they want to go and how much they're going to drop. Say this bill gets out of committee and it does pass, is there some point where you would like to say, we don't want to take that $30 million out because revenue estimates have dropped not $100 million, not $200 million, maybe $400
million? Right.
Is there some contingency avoidance language that you'd like to see?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Senator Trujillo. There is language in the bill that says that if the ending fund balance estimation drops below $125 million, that none of this has to be done. If it's even a portion of that, let's say it drops down to $140, then you could only take $15 million and apply it towards the old fund. But you couldn't drop below $125 million.
I remember now. Thank you, Senator Brown. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions? Further questions? Nancy Butler, please.
Uh,
This goes along with the line of questioning that Senator Cooney had, and I, as I understand it, you're still processing 954 claims for the old fund, and that's about a, you're charging $1.25 million. How many, I guess my question is how many claims are there on the new fund, and what is your total budget? Do you have that with you?
Mr. Chairman, I want to say about 8,000 new claims, and I'll, if I'm wrong, new fund claims are wrong, I'll get you a corrected information that are open currently. And our budget is about 25 million for operating expenses.
All right, thank you very much.
And if I'm off on that, I'll get you a corrected number.
Okay,
before you
thank you.
Take action.
Any further questions? Further questions? Seeing none. Senator Brown, would you care to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would. You know, members of the committee, I want to tell you that I take full responsibility in 2003 of taking the $22 million out. I didn't want to pass it on to someone else. I knew it would be controversial, but I was surprised at how little controversy there was. As a matter of fact, in the Senate, it passed 49-1. And, you know, all but one person in the Senate agreed that this was the right thing to do. In the House, about two-thirds of the members of the House agreed that this was the right thing to do under those circumstances. So here we are a few years later, and now we have an obligation to pay. And we felt at the time when we took the $22 million out that we should put it back in. And we made attempts to do that. It hasn't been done. We need to do it. One way or the other. You know, looking at some of the costs, the Satterley case is a big concern. We would still have a deficit right now if we had left the $22 million in there because of the high cost of medical expenses and the court cases that have happened so far that we did not expect in 2003. But definitely we have this obligation. We should step up to the plate and do it and get rid of this political football once and for all. So thank you very much, members of the committee. I look forward to a due pass on Senate Bill 224. I appreciate your help here. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Brown. That closes the hearing on Senate Bill 224. Senator Hawks, I believe we amended your little bill, and then we found out that we probably didn't do it the right way. And I believe that Taryn has a new amendment drawn up. And maybe if you would care to move to reconsider our actions. But I don't even know now what the number is. On 73.
Mr. Chairman, could I have the number of the new amendment, please?
7302.ATP.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that amendment to...
No.
I move to reconsider the previous action on amending Senate Bill 73.
The motion is to reconsider our actions on amending Senate Bill 73. Any discussion? I guess to make it a little clearer, the way we amended it was not the way that the powers that be downstairs would like to have it amended. So that's the reason for going back into this. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, as I understood the request, in which I approved, was that this will save the reprinting of sections in the bill. So it's an economy move to serve their interests. So I think that's a good decision.
The question's been called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Now,
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hawks.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment SB 073.
Move do pass on the bill first.
I move do pass on Senate Bill 73, Mr. Chairman.
We have a do pass on Senate Bill 73, Senator Hawks.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the amendment that we have discussed, and if we could have copies of that. That's okay. That copies are
passed around, Senator.
So essentially, this does the same thing as the previous amendment. It simply extends the date of implementation to January 1st, 2011. And the effect of that is to zero out the costs to the general fund.
Mr. Chairman. You've heard the motion discussion. Senator Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, I guess just a question. Did the motion to reconsider strip off the old amendment, or do we need to take the old amendment off before you put the new one on?
I was just going to get a little advice on that, Senator Peterson.
Okay.
We can put this on and then strip the other one off. We have the motion on the floor to put this one on, and I think what we can do is put this one on, and then we can turn around and move to strip the other one. I don't think they're in two separate parts of the bill, so I don't think there'd be any conflict in doing it that way. So, any further discussion on this amendment? Question's been called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Senator Hawks.
Mr. Chairman, I move to remove Senate Bill 00, the amendment, SB 007301.
The motion is to remove the amendment that we put on the last time we were taking executive action on this bill. Any further discussion? Question has been called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Now,
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Hawks.
With regard to moving this bill out, there should be a distributed new fiscal note as well. Do you have copies of that?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if that one has been distributed, but I do have a copy of the new one, and I actually talked to Mr. Fassbender, who said that even though this was based upon moving the date, the fiscal note will not change as a result of the amendment that you just did, but it does show zero. But I brought that one up for myself, but I don't know that
Mr. Chairman,
copies were brought up.
Senator Peterson.
Don't we have to move the bill as amended?
Well,
and then I thought we amended it to get a new fiscal note.
We did, and we've gotten one, but I've just got the one copy at this point, and the question then becomes, do we, and it appears that the fiscal note will be zero. Now this is 50, still showing 51,000. So we do have a fiscal note that shows zero. It's fiscal note number 3.
Mr. Chairman, I signed that note last week.
Right. And we have the assurance of Mr. Fassbender that the one after this will be the same. And so if you have a pleasure, Senator Hawks, I think we could probably do something.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve Senate Bill 73 as amended.
You've heard the motion by Senator Hawks to approve Senate Bill 73 as amended. Is there any discussion? Question's been called. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hanson.
For the record, Senator Gallis votes aye.
Proxy. Okay. Senator Brendan.
Mr. Chairman, I do have Senator Cooney's, and he will also apply.
Okay. That's okay. We don't need it. We will need to get a new fiscal note on this before it hits the floor, because we have re-amended it, and so we'll have to get a new fiscal note, I'm sure, to make it perfectly legal.
Mr. Chairman, when I talked to Amy Sassano about this last week,
she said
to go ahead and request the new one based upon that. It would not change, but I will get for sure that she's okay with this one going forward.
Okay, and if that is, that's fine. So. Yes, Senator Wands-Reed, you wanted to hand out some.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if there's further executive action you'd like to take, but you and I had discussed the possibility of taking executive action on Wednesday on the rainy day fund bill.
Yes, and we will do executive action on that.
I have a handout, and I know all of you have, you don't have enough to do it in the evenings to prepare for the next day, so I'm going to give you 2 days lead time. I have a handout that the fiscal division put together that I won't try to explain today, this evening, but I would like you to take a look at it between now and our meeting on Wednesday and then walk you through it after you've had a chance to review it. And at that point, we can take executive action, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Wands-Reed. Senator Esp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Karen, do we have an amendment ready for Senate Bill 119? Mr. Chairman, you want to do executive on that tonight, or do you want to wait? It's my bill.
Can we wait until Wednesday?
We
would that
may.
Work?
Yep.
That was one of the ones I was thinking of, maybe Wednesday, if that will work for you. Yeah, we can pass it out. You can take a look at an amendment's coming around for Senate Bill 119 by Senator Esp. You can take a look at that too, and is there any further business discussions? Seeing none,
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, I just under the wire there. I'd like to ask Ms. Purdy if she could tell the committee members the bill number for the rainy day fund bill. I don't have a copy in my folder, and I don't remember the number of it, so that members can pull that file folder and take it home with them this evening.
Mr. Chairman. It's SB 114.
Thank you.
Senate Bill 114.
I expect you to take this one.
Right. You can put this pretty colored one in with the other pretty colored one that's in that same folder. So, anything further? We are adjourned.